This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of the podcast, Pappy's Flatshare. House meeting,
and we're not lying. I am Tom. He is Ben. That is Matthew. And we have just recorded an exciting episode of House Meeting. It was good fun this time round. You know, it always is, actually.
Whoa. This time round. Do you know what? Compared to the usual slog, I actually had quite a nice time.
It whipped by.
It did whip by. It was... We focused on a lot of issues that Parry needed to work through.
It's one of those ones.
Yeah. We'll talk about at the end whether or not you feel like it's been useful, it's been helpful, it's been of service to you. No spoilers. But before all of that, we want to say, please do join the Patreon.
Play do.
If you enjoy these episodes, sorry, Tom, what did you say?
I said play do.
You said play do.
Play do. It's an abbreviation of please do.
Play do. Of course, play do. Play do. Play do. Join the Patreon. Thank you. Well, absolutely. I'm glad I asked. Now, it's play do. Join the Patreon, if you will.
It saves a bit of time, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly does. Because please do. Oh my God! The man hours I'm wasting. I'm genuinely thinking of outsourcing my please do's elsewhere. Well, no spoilers. Anyway. Play do join the Patreon. Patreon. Give me 1 second to at least say this out before we say the play. The thing is, as well, it doesn't count if you keep saying play do all the time, because I would only probably ever say please do once or twice in one of these little reads. And if we're saying play do 30 to 40 times, especially over the web address for the Patreon, then maybe it's not quite as economical. as it might be. Anyway, here we go, folks. It is, of course, and I'm very aware that it's going to happen any second. I'm very aware it's going to happen any second now, but it is, of course, patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare. Oh, there we go. And play do get on board there, guys. Now, if you would like to join for absolutely free, you can get a seven-day free trial of any of the tiers. Any of the tiers are available for a seven-day free trial.
Sorry, that sounds fucking mad.
And free. Tom.
Free.
I'm afraid so, yeah. Free for a whole 7 days. So if you want to just have a little look around, see what it's all about, listen to a few episodes, play do, get yourself over to patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare. And and we would love to see you over there. I would say that the key tier, the golden tier, would be the £4 a month, because for that, you're getting a whole bunch of bonus episodes. You're getting the jingle as a single. You're getting bonus beefs with our guests from Beef Brothers. And you're also getting, once a week, you're getting an episode of Pappy's Flatshare Pop Round, which is another fantastic show that we do, which is us. It's us telling stories, it's having a laugh, it's doing regular features. If anything, now it's actually weirdly more of a formatted format than House Meeting. You know, so if you like House Meetings and you wish there's a little bit more structure to them, don't we all, then get along to patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare. Play do.
Here we go. Here's a House Meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I was just emptying my washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
No, worse.
Tumble dryer.
I was loading my washing machine.
Oh.
I can tell you now, this story is crumbling. This story is falling apart.
But the smell that came out of the washing machine was bad. But I continued to load my washing machine.
So you haven't washed the inside of your washing machine? You've not done a...
In the clothes went, and you closed the door. And the thoughts that flash through.
Tom, can I just say one thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're saying this like this is like you're doing sort of some sort of McIntyre style observational material. In the clothes go and you close the door. Actually, what most people do there is they go, well, I'll tell you what I won't do is put the clothes I'm going to wear out in public to see other people in a little fucking rancor pit of stench. I think that what they would do is they would go, look, I'm sure I've got enough clean clothes to get me through the next couple of days. I will go and I'll either use one of the little hacks, like putting a little half cup of white vinegar in there and, you know, neutralizing the smell, or I'll go and buy one of those little chemical things that you put in, or even I'll just take out some of the little trays and, you know, the filters.
Yeah, those black trays that are full of grot. Take those out.
But firstly, they should never be black. Unless you've got a black washing machine, which you might have.
Of death.
Take it out and run it under the tap, and it will stop being a black tray of death.
It's such a design fault, those grubby drawers. No,
it's like saying anything you have to clean is a design fault.
This is why I never got to the Apollo. My observation stuff doesn't cut through.
You see the entire body as a design fault, don't you? Because you have to clean it all the time. Otherwise, it stinks.
You know when you're filthy.
I tell you what's a design fault. My nutsack. It absolutely reeks unless I clean it.
You know, hey, guys, you know when you're wearing those trousers you bought from TK Maxx for the seventh day in a row? Guys, you know what it's like. No one doesn't cut through. Anyway, those, in fact, I had the opposite experience of, was it the opposite experience of that? I don't know.
Well, the opposite experience of what? You had a clean washing machine, what are you
saying? No. I had the opposite experience of doing a bit of material that's relatable about how grubby my life is. My friend came round my house and I was like, do you want a cup of tea? And he said, yeah. And I said, oh,
this kettle stinks, but
I said, don't mind these mugs because they've just, I said, isn't it annoying when mugs get old and they just get those brown rings inside that you just, you know, and they're just, and he was like, no, that can be cleaned. And I was like, no, that's just the way they go. And he was like, no, you just need to clean your mugs better. And then I went to see him in his show at the Roundhouse and it turned it into a bit. And I said, and I just started seeing Jane, and I was like, "Oh, that's about me."
Oh no,
that's me. That is.
So it turned out, if you'd been on stage going, "Isn't it mad how mugs? You know, mugs have a ring in them when you,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You can never clean it.
Exactly.
The audience go, no. But he's managed to spin it into absolute. I mean, the Roundhouse as well, big venue.
Because people are laughing at me, not associating with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. Nobody wants to see a grubby boy up on stage. They want to see Stinky the Dump up there. What they do want to see is, and I know who this is, still pretty grubby boy, saying some things about a more grubby boy.
The grubby boy tour.
What you want is that little bit of release of, well, that's not me. I'm pretty
exactly.
grubby. But I'm not as grubby as old ring mug.
It's it shits in the sea all over again. The worst thing ever. Go on.
You'd be like the best support act if you just go up, do all your material, and then the headliner gets to come on and just be like, "What the hell?"
At least that's not me.
Just do all of the material, but in the reverse.
At least that's not me tour.
He spent a good 25 minutes showing us his areas of bad skin.
That anal fissure closer.
Well, it wasn't a closer, was it?
It wasn't close.
It was, yeah, I mean, my God.
Oh, I love that.
The bit about how bits of his body just open up in certain weather conditions. Really? I mean...
A Man for All Seasons. That Man for All Seasons routine was awful. Well, at least it's not me. Hey, standing ovation.
What's the opposite of photosynthesis?
Do you know that's how Frank Skinner used to end his shows? This is, I think it was his last tour, maybe the tour before, but he had a guitar on stage. And at the end of the show, he says, now, a lot of you might be wondering why I've got the guitar on stage. I just wanted to have it here. So at any point you could be watching it, you could look at the guitar and go, well, could be worse.
Really nice. Really nice.
That's very much what you would be.
Tom Bad Skinner.
Bad Skinner. Anyway, so now currently somewhere in your house, you're polluting some of not just your clothes, but your poor wife and children's clothes as well with the horrible stench that you, as the man of the house, don't know how to deal with.
I think they helped contribute to it as well.
Oh yeah, certainly.
It's very much a team stench.
What are you going to do? Put your 7-month-old baby in the washing machine and say, "Get scrubbing, mate." I don't think that's going to happen.
Team stench, very much shirts versus skins.
Yeah. So we'll all be skins in our eyes soon if the washing keeps going the way it does. I'll have no choice. The old topless family parry. But the thought, it hit me, and the first thing that occurred to me was Taylor Swift doesn't have to do this. And I kind of, it led very quickly to kind of the idea of like, If you get into the how many servants would you be comfortable with?
Is my question. Zero if they're called servants.
So yeah, it's definitely a branding thing, isn't it? Because
I know people who have their own PA, and I can understand that. I think if somebody said if I was working on a TV show and the host had their lunch brought to them. And he said, "Oh yeah, by the way, this is Roz. She's my servant." What the fuck is going on?
But what I'm saying is, it is a branding issue, isn't it? Because like people go like, "Oh, Beyonce's team are incredible. She's got such a great team around. Here's my team." But it'd be a much different post if she was like, "And here's the servants." but that is what's going on.
But they serve you. Yes, I guess they serve a purpose. Yes, yeah, but I think crucially, you could say any job that isn't the absolute supreme boss could be considered to be a servant. But I don't think it's a branding thing.
What I'm saying is but in the day, back in the good old days, let's call them, and you get
calling them that.
But Downton Abbey would be different now because it wouldn't be they're the servants in the servants' quarters.
I don't think they're even called servants in Downton Abbey. They're called help, aren't they? Are they not called? I don't even think they're butlers and maids and stuff like that. They're not called. Where am I?
Parry, why are you rebranding from the 14th century?
So are they servants if it's royalty? Like, has William got servants?
Are they not footmen or
a type of servant?
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah, Tom, we've established that literally any position where you're not the absolute top of the tree, any position that's lower than top of the hierarchy could be considered a servant, yes.
In a domestic situation, isn't it? That's right, isn't it? Is that the way it goes? Anyway, I just thought, how many would you be comfortable with? A couple?
I feel bad enough that we've got a cleaner and they literally, their job description is cleaner, right? They clean. Right. No, never say servant. 40? You know what was 40? So you're saying in 1984, people were having servants. I know it was a dystopian time.
If you got to the stage, would you be comfortable with a living cleaner? Could you go with that?
I think it would depend on the size.
Not in my one bed.
I was going to say, depend on the size of the property. Currently, no.
Where are they staying?
Yeah,
we're going to need a bigger bed.
But I think, I don't know much about Taylor Swift. It will surprise you to know, as a 44-year-old man. But I don't think she had a burning yen to avoid loading the washing machine, which is why she wrote her songs.
I think that might be actually the driving force behind most people. We just don't realise it.
Do you think so? Has it changed?
I think the push is the same. You just find what channel to put it into.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like a new man today. I've had motivation like I haven't had in 15 years.
It's unlocked your creativity.
I wish I'd smelt that smell 10 years ago, I tell you.
Do you know what I think is going to happen is, you know, when they're going to do the BAFTA Craft Awards and they bring up Tom Parry to give his little speech, he is going to, you're going to open up a one of those sort of aluminium suitcases and you're going to bring out a blackened drawer from your washing machine and you're going to go, I carry this with me everywhere I go. On the first day of me running a writer's room on my new HBO show, I made every single person around that table sniff my drawer. And I said, do you want this?
Yeah.
Or do you want to make the greatest television show that anyone has ever made?
I give there the same speech to my servants when I employ them, when they get to my house. I say, smell this. Welcome to the team.
Smell this, you're going to be smelling a lot more of this.
Get used to this.
Weirdly, one of the jobs, I've never asked one of the servants to use some of my vast wealth to buy me a new washing machine. I've still got the same washing machine. I moved from my house in Exeter.
I ran the writing room. I called them my servants. That was problematic. It's mad I'm getting this award.
Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. I mean, it just got me thinking, that's all, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you get it, Tom. I'm glad you get that
he's
the idea
changed,
but the rebrand would be like,
it's you'd
be
like,
and he's changed because he's had to change his clothes.
You'd be like, this is my team. This is the team.
Team is fine. Team is fine, I think. Because team suggests we're all working together.
Yes, but it is just a rebrand. It's just a rebrand, isn't it?
I don't know. I think servants suggest a sort of a lack of rights.
Imagine,
doesn't it?
Imagine if you were someone's personal trainer and you arrived and they were arriving for their session and you heard them on the phone. They went, sorry, I've just got to go. I'm doing something with a servant. I'll speak to you. And it's like, oh, your cleaner arrives. And it's like, oh, yeah, don't worry, the servant's just arrived. And they're like, sorry, what? You go, no, don't worry. It's just a guy who's still trying to pass off that he has lots of servants.
To what end, we still don't know. We don't know why.
To blag his way into Davos.
Sorry, my servant's just making my coffee. You're in a Costa, mate. What's going on?
I bet you in Davos, they're dropping that word all the time.
Is that a good thing?
When are we going to get to Davos, guys? Live from Davos.
What will we have to say? I mean, what would, like, how would
we'd
it...
We'd do a flat slam.
I know, but...
Someone's got to bank the billions. Well, it's not going to be me.
Tom, well, let's...
Have you ever heard our theme tune, by the way?
I made money by selling whales. I'm a trillionaire. Here's Warren Buffett. Is he alive?
Great. That's the introduction he asked for, weirdly. He said, would you mind just saying, am I asking the audience if they think I'm still alive or not?
Oh, man.
Tom, how do you think you would be as a servant?
That's the flip. I landed on that quite quickly as a train of thought and was like, I find it tremendously. I find the idea very appealing.
Okay. Now, that was not the answer I expected.
Okay.
But then again, I don't know what I was expecting. Why do you find it appealing?
Well, I feel a bit like that now, actually.
Is it because you're very busy and you wish like you just had a much simpler life where you're like polishing cutlery?
Well, it's because I feel like I'm in servitude to my wife and children. And with that comes a tremendous... I think part of finding peace in life is knowing where your focus is in life. And once you know where your focus is in life, then you can just focus on that. Because otherwise, when you don't know that, chaos reigns.
Is there any way that we can change your focus to cleaning your washing machine? Is there any chance we can just...
But that, like, if my focus was cleaning Taylor Swift's washing machine, you know, then you know that's your job. You're getting paid for it. You got one thing. What's your job in life? Make sure Taylor Swift's okay. I'm the laundry department. I'm head of laundry. You go, there's my focus. I'm going at it.
And why do you not see your responsibility to your wife and children as the same thing?
I know, I do. That's what I mean. Like that's.
But then why is your washing machine
Thomas?
Well, I'm here now. You're talking about it.
You've not got white goods. You've got white bads.
To yam it in. Get on the mic. I'm dealing with it now mentally by talking about it. You know, processing it.
So what's your plan once the stinky clothes come out and you...
Can you hoover out air? If I get the hoover on there and just get a new bit of air in.
Tom, you're fighting the symptom, not the cause then, aren't you? Because the air smells because things in your washing machine have gone bad, right?
It could be bad air. I reckon, Tom, if you get the hoover in there, but then you need a leaf blower to get the new air in.
Get some new air back in, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
It did smell like bad air.
How are you going to deal with having a smelly Dyson, though, after that? Because you're sucking the bad air straight into the back of the sofa.
Obviously, Matthew, you put the Dyson in the washing machine, don't you? Come on, man. Yeah,
and also, we have to say, don't we, on behalf of Clarkie and I, that Shark is now the official hoover of this podcast.
Of course. Sharky and George,
from a branding point of view, and obviously we know sharks excel in water, so I think they're going to be...
Oh, no. Tom's just been eaten by a shark.
Although I'll say this, Clarky, it's blocking a lot at the moment.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Have you cleaned it?
Do you know what?
To tell you this, but you do have to give him a clean.
This is kind of an off-mic conversation, but I do think a shark is a single man's hoover.
Oh.
I don't think it's built for the detritus of family life. It's so much as sniffs a sticker and it gives up the ghost.
And that is essentially what they do, isn't it? They're big sniffing machines.
They are big sniffing machines, yeah. The one that we got, and again, it is a Dyson, and I'm sorry for that, but it was like, it's one that's deliberately designed for people with pets.
Yes.
And that's got sort of what, you know, and that's effectively what you need, because you've effectively got yourself two little pets. If anything, in our house, Cosmo used to be the one who made the most mess, and that has very, very, very much changed.
I love that we're calling anyone who works for you servants and children pets.
Can I say one thing?
It's a branding.
It's a branding issue.
I think I'm much more comfortable calling my kids my pets, because you care for your pets. Your servants, you just work them to the bone and then they die. They die on your watch.
I'd be a good lord. I'd be kind to them.
Yeah.
They'd get a day off a week.
Nice. Is it one day off a week?
Yeah.
You're not giving them the full weekend?
I think the maximum I could go to with my team without feeling like I was being excessive is seven. And then, so they all get one day off. And then I've always got a team of six.
Right. Seven people.
Not, you know, that feels like... And his Tom with his team, and if it's seven people, that doesn't feel like people are going to go, oh, he's lost the common touch. He's only got seven,
which is fair enough. I mean, you know, I've got five and I feel like an absolute pauper.
Yes.
What are each of them doing? What are the jobs?
Cuisine.
Yes. Nice.
He wants to be called the chef, but yeah, I'm not letting him. He's the food servant.
There's a title for that. Food servant.
Lifestyle.
Oh, wow.
House. Oh, God. Lifestyle servant, cuisine servant, house servant.
Wait, can I just drill down, because lifestyle servant appeals to me. What's the sort of job description of the lifestyle servant? What are they in charge of? What areas are they in charge of?
That would fall into PA type territory. I assume. I don't rightly. I don't. Two things that I do a lot is I confuse PR with PA, and I don't.
Yeah.
Is one thing. And then the other thing.
Public relations and personal assistants. Yeah.
Yeah. And I confuse those all the time. And then I also don't know what PA actually does. And so you know, when you don't know someone's name, I'm speaking about myself here, but when you don't know someone's name, so you become, you kind of peter off halfway through a sentence. So
their name's Peter off, you're in real. I would never, by the way, if you don't know someone's name, don't just guess that their name is Peter off, because it's really, really unlikely. It's better just to go with man or dude or pal, you know.
Yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
So you confuse, and you know, and so PT is personal trainer, PA is personal assistant, PR is public relations. They deal with all your the press side of things. Your personal assistant is a bit of a movable feast, really, isn't it? They could be organizing your diary, keeping your calendar in order, telling you when the meetings are happening. They could be picking out your clothes. They could be
nice.
They could even be, you know,
putting
maybe
your clothes
preparing
on
your meals. They could, I mean, maybe a dresser is a bit too far for a PA, but organizing your transportation, make sure you get to where you need to be, all
chauffeur,
that kind of stuff.
Chauffeur servant,
possibly chauffeur, maybe
transport
maybe.
Servant. I'm gonna do, my tactic will be to shorn off all the P's, too many P's, very confusing and not necessary. It's like, I don't need to express that my trainer is not your trainer, he's my trainer. I don't need to say he's my personal trainer. You know, I know that. He's on a contract.
Yeah.
Or she.
So just
or
tea.
She.
Fair enough.
Or she. I will employ women as servants as well.
It's good.
It's okay. incredibly modern of you.
So I would drop the P and add the S at the end. So rather than a PT, I'd say this is my TS, my training servant.
Territorial servant.
Yeah. How do you think PTs across the nation who are listening to this now would feel about the fact that you're trying to debrand them? This is not a rebranding. This is a debranding. You're trying to debrand
them. It's a pivot.
And also, personal trainer doesn't mean that you are only working with one person. It means that you do one-on-one training with people. You train them personally, as opposed to running spin classes or running groups like that. Right. You know, personal trainer, not because they're employed by a personal trainer. Isn't employed by one person only.
I would demand.
Well, I know you would. Yeah,
they're my ETS, my exclusive training servant. I can't have my ETS doing something with me and then jogging off in the afternoon to do fucking squats with David Duchovny. They're my squats.
That's a hell of a jogger they're embarking on, by the way. They're going to have to be very fit.
Jogging from Exeter to Los Angeles.
Oh, no. Duchovny lives in St Leonard's down the road.
I forgot
he kept the place
there. It's the posh
there.
Part. It's the posh part.
It's still a Mr. Job too. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's the posh part. Imagine how many servants they've got.
Exeter St. Leonard's, it'd still be pretty, you know, I wouldn't use that as a pre-training workout. I'd use that as my training. So, Tom, when you're ETS?
ETS.
Your exclusive trainer servant, when they are not, so let's say they're working you out, let's go crazy. Let's say they're doing 2 hours a day, working you out personally. Let's say they're spending another 1 or 2 hours every day working out nutritional plans, training plans, that kind of stuff.
Working with the cuisine servant, yes.
Working with the cuisine servant, of course.
Well, the ECS, probably exclusive cuisine servant. They can't be knocking up spag bol for Gillian Anderson.
It's a real X-Files theme.
Over in Exeter. Well, Exeter, Exmouth, the X-Files, you know, that's It's only natural that they gravitated around here to the River X. People don't know that the X-Files was named after the River X.
They don't, do they? But the truth is out there.
It's in there, yeah. Certainly the way the bloody water's being managed these days by the company.
Well, I can tell you why the water's so bad, Tom, because it's flowing out of your fucking washing machine, mate. I'll tell you.
Here's my one theory, is maybe it's the water that's flowing in from the bloody Tories.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually, that's what I'm going to do in my washing machine. I'm going to vote against the Tories.
Yeah, okay.
Get Starmer in. Bit of fresh air, both in Parliament and in my washing machine.
You want him to chip away at the limescale of bureaucracy. Is that what you're saying? Exactly. Is that what you're asking to
and
do?
I'm not going
to
vote for the Greens because that drawer's gone bloody green in my washing machine. And I don't want to look in there. It's green enough. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway.
So what are they doing the rest of the time that they're not allowed to work elsewhere?
Focusing on. I've got to have a social media service.
Down, guys.
Yeah, but no. I'm just talking about the exclusive training segment. What are they doing? Yeah. So if you've got them working, say 4 or 5 hours a day, what are they doing for the rest of the time they are living in your property?
There's got to be stuff that can keep them all busy, you know. We've got to be seen to be productive as a team.
How much on average week? How many hours are you working out generally?
Well, I'm going to go down the Tom Cruise Simon Pegg route where I'll rarely not be working out. And, they'll be having to prepare the ice suit to calm my body down. That kind of thing.
You still talk about your bad skin?
Prepare the lotion.
Prepare a bit of calamine lotion.
Fetch me my overnight oats. I wear them overnight. And then I think for the whole team, on a couple of hours downtime a day, just be looking into eternal life.
Just some light Googling.
So, you know, I think they'll all be coming at it from different angles. Because
absolutely.
So it's like, yeah, let's deal with the here and now. That's your main aim. You're very, you know, present servants. But let's keep one eye on eternal life because
I don't know if this is PA, I don't know if this is a nutritional expert, I don't know if this is a fitness expert, but could one of you check, should I be drinking the blood of my children? That's really important. I just need to know.
Well,
I don't
come
know
on,
which,
mate.
Pets. Which sure, the blood of my pets. Should I be drinking the blood of my pets?
Well, certainly the blood of someone else's pets. If possible. But we'll see. Never say never.
Well, Tom, I wish you tremendous success in your new life. Can I possibly ask? Because I think it's not just the title that is different. It's also probably the pay scale. Now, what are we talking here? What, like, if I was to, in an entry level job, if I was to come on as, for example, house maintenance servant, okay?
Well, Crosby, remember I asked you this week if I could get a little bonus from the Secret Dudes bank account?
Yes, indeed, I do remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it's going towards.
It's going towards me to come through.
I did inquire about whether, you know. Just could you chunk
it's a hell
a couple
of a system.
Of, have we got a couple of grand lying around? If push
no,
comes
we
to
don't.
Shove.
We absolutely
no.
don't.
Well, that's a shame because I've just interviewed seven very talented people.
So you managed to whittle your short list of seven down to a list of seven immediately, yeah.
Down to Crosby.
Just me.
Yeah. The three lone gunmen. The smoking man.
Yeah. Eugene Toombs. Come on, Eugene Toombs is one of them.
Got to be on the list. Took those hard-to-reach places. He's brilliant.
Yeah, a hell of a PT, Eugene Toombs. Well, sorry, PT, sorry, ETS.
What? Do you mind if we skip the stretching today, mate?
Great. That perhaps is the strongest Eugene Toombs inclusion we've ever landed, actually. Like, we got there very naturally. He didn't force his way into this one.
No way.
That's Emma.
That's really satisfying.
House meeting.
The socks only useful for putting your feet in.
House meeting.
Talking of Gillian Anderson, by the way, have any of you watched Scoop yet? Which is her new, where she plays Emily Maitlis. Anderson, by the way, is do you think she's angling to be the female Sheen?
Certainly,
because she's you know, like we've had her Thatcher, now we've had her Maitlis. Just a few more characters, a few more real life characters that she can play using the exact same voice she uses for all her characters. It's weird how much Emily Maitlis sounds like Margaret Thatcher in The Crown.
It's because all English people sound the same to people who aren't.
She's English.
Like, yeah, I know, but she spent a lot of time
and
away.
She's forgotten her upbringing. She's forgotten her roots.
Without meaning to be crass, it is one hell of a Venn diagram for me, Gillian Anderson playing Emily Maitlis.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, where's the crassness?
Absolute wallop.
Oh, no, don't worry. I know what the crassness is, Tom. No need to explain.
Yeah. Like, in the Venn diagram, there's Emily Maitlis and Gillian Anderson, and in the middle, it's me going like that. Whoa. Like, thumbs up kind of thing.
I missed that scene from Scoop. She's off for a jog one morning and it cuts to a bloke going, whoa.
Have you seen Scoop?
Yeah, I watched it the other night. And there is, by the way, what I think, what I imagine would have been the audition piece. Because they recreate the conversation with Prince Andrew incredibly faithfully. So they recreate the conversation of him and the key bit, which Rufus Sewell does so brilliantly, where he's talking about not being able to sweat. Yes. So it starts on him, you know, he goes, I'm not able to sweat. Yes, that's right. I wasn't able to sweat. Like he's sort of, you know, like when he's sort of kind of writing the story in his head as he's doing it. But then the next bit is
we should get him on House Meeting, actually.
He'd be very good.
He basically put in a House Meeting performance, didn't he, really?
He did. He really did.
Did I say servant?
Hang on a sec. What's the story? What? All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll stick with that. Yeah,
I'm going to go.
I said
that.
It now. May as well. I tell you what.
Makes
I'll tell
enough you what, sense.
I'll say one thing. Prince Andrew's washing machine sparkling clean, wasn't it? Honestly, yeah, he barely needed to launder those shirts.
Absolutely.
Barely need to do anything. The only thing about Prince Andrew that's sparkling clean, the inside of his washing machine. No Calgon for him. So the next bit, I loved it because I thought this is a great audition piece. The next bit is it's a close-up of every other person in the room. So they just cut to them listening to it. And so you cut to, I can't remember who plays the Commons PR, the head of PR.
Yeah.
The head of PR for the palace. It cuts to her and she pulls her, oh no, face. And it cuts to Billy Piper, who's the sort of celeb booker who's managed to get the interview going. And his is like, oh yes. But it's all really subtle. I absolutely loved it. It's not supposed to be, well, it's kind of supposed to be a little bit funny. All of these things, I think the problem with any of these things that are like meant to be based on a current news story, the too soon problem is it all feels a little bit Star Stories, you know? It's really, really hard to kind of avoid that. And then it cuts obviously to Maitlis, who was like, I can't pull too much of a face, but I've got an absolute winner here. This is going to be a good one. It was really...
The lady is not for turning. well done, Maitlis. Well. And then it cuts to me. Whoa.
Oh, baby. Sweating. He may not be able to, but I am now.
Andrew must have watched it as well, right? Maitlis must have watched it. Do you think they watched it together? There must be in a WhatsApp group. Do you reckon all the people...
Do you think they're still chummy after what happened?
Big interview, the WhatsApp group. And do you reckon they were like, come on, let's all get together, have a few sides and watch it. It'll be a right laugh.
Shall we get Billy Piper and Gillian Anderson in the WhatsApp group as well? Shall we do that? Let's get them all in. Let's get everyone in the WhatsApp group. I don't think Maitlis and Andrew are on general texting terms anymore. I also think is it not a sort of slight compromise of sort of journalistic integrity to be, and I guess you have to, you have to be in contact with people you're talking about.
Once you do a show, you know that glow after the show's finished.
It wasn't a show, by the way, Tom.
Once you've done a show together and the buzz of, oh, well done, that's in the can. Everyone goes, we're going to be friends forever. We all know that feeling.
The rap party for it must have been amazing. Yeah, definitely.
I'll start the WhatsApp group. Here we go. We'll all go fucking ice skating or something in a few weeks' time.
Let's go paintballing, yeah.
That'd be great. And, you know, so-and-so's doing a thing. We'll all go and support them because we're a family. And then that WhatsApp group just lies dormant. And then when Scoop came round, the text comes in. Bloody hell, lads, have you seen this? Sorry, mateless. And just like, oh, I know.
Wait, who else is in this group apart from Andrew? Because I don't think it counts as a group. And I don't think she'd be starting by saying bloody hell, lads.
Well, it'd be whoever Billy Piper's playing and whoever the other woman's playing.
Okay, yeah. So yeah.
Do you know there's another one coming out? There's two in production, and this one was the first one. And there's another one due out in a few months' time.
Just the exact same.
It's like The Illusionist and The Prestige. Yeah.
We surely cannot be that starved of stories that we are. Frog's mixing something that happened like 3 weeks ago. It feels fucking mad.
It does feel crazy.
Like, come on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
you know, there's a lot of history, isn't there, in the world for us to do.
Tom, I know exactly what you mean. But crucially, the thing about it is, no one cares about history. It's a real shame. What they care about is dirt and grub. And the thing is, even though there's plenty of dirt and grub back in the day, people want to know about grub, about people who are still around. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
we're just basically dredging up the stink of our own trays, you know.
Gosh,
pulling out society's tray.
Bloody hell, Clark, it's got poetic here in the dying embers of the podcast. Sorry, right. Clark, to interrupt you, to keep talking. I'm enjoying this. This is good.
You know, we could hire someone to deal with the dirt, but we love our own stinking trays.
Can I interrupt ultimately. You? My laundry's just finished, so I'm going to have to go.
Oh, no. Tom, can I tell you one thing? The laundry hasn't finished. It's only just started.
It never finishes. It never finishes.
It never finishes. It never finishes.
We're all servants to our own laundry.
It's the cycle of life.
Also, please, Tom, before you next come and see us, can you please sort your washing machine out?
I can't promise anything.
House meeting.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Oh, what? Do you know who really enjoyed that, by the way? My servants, they were listening to the whole thing.
How were they?
Lovely. I'm so glad you gave the time off.
Get back to work.
Is that why they all broke out in some polite cricketing style applause at the end of it?
Absolutely right, yes.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Well, Tom, good luck to you and your servants.
The team, yes. Good luck to you and your...
You're already branding them as the team now, are you? They've become the team again.
The team servants.
Yes.
My team of servants.
That's the T-shirts they wear. And team's really small.
If you keep servants or you are, in fact, yourself a servant and you're listening to this while serving,
yes.
Do get in touch, pappysflatshare@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Play do.
And if you would, if you'd like to send us a beef, we would love to hear your beefs for Beef Brothers. You can send us a beef at beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
That's an email address.
Yes. Type that into your email provider and send us an email today with your beef about anything at all. It could be about your landlord, your neighbours, any problems you might have. It could be a free range beef, something that's happening at work, something that's happening, you know, on the nursery drop off, something that's happening at your local park, something that's happening down.
We need beefs. We're desperate for them.
We love them. Well, you know what? I'll say one thing. The thing I like about the free range beefs is, we're not going to get the same sort of thing. The thing we get a lot, you know, is what order should the cutlery drawer go in? Or so-and-so loads the dishwasher in the wrong way, you know.
Dishwasher stinks.
These problems are never going to go away, but we've done them a few times. So I like the ones that are coming from slightly further afield. So beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you today. But yeah, have a wonderful week. Join the Patreon. Tom's off to bed now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, man. You're putting the shit.
It's been a long one. Join the Patreon and see you very soon.
Boy, cheers. Oh, today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team. Tom, unbelievable. You've got one job to do. War. So we've got now, your version of Please Do is Play-Doh, and your version of Goodbye is War.
Cheers, everyone. War.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.